Lesson 103. Let your kingdom come. Jehovah promised, there will be no more crying, pain, sickness, or death. I will wipe away every tear from their eyes. All bad things from the past will be forgotten. Jehovah put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden to live in peace and happiness. They were to worship their heavenly Father and fill the earth with their children. Adam and Eve disobeyed Jehovah, but his purpose never changed. In this book, we have seen that everything God promises comes true. His kingdom will bring wonderful blessings to the earth, just as he promised Abraham. Soon, Satan, his demons, and all bad people will be gone. Everyone alive will worship Jehovah. We will not get sick or die. Instead, we will wake up each day full of energy and happy to be alive. The earth will become a paradise. Everyone will have good food and safe homes. People will be kind, not cruel or violent. Wild animals will not fear us, and we will not be afraid of them. It will be so exciting when Jehovah begins to resurrect people. We will welcome back people from the past, such as Abel, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Moses, Ruth, Esther, and David. They will share with us in making planet Earth a paradise. There will always be lots of interesting work to do. Jehovah wants you to be there. You will come to know him in ways you have never imagined. Let's draw closer and closer to Jehovah every day, now and forever. You are worthy, Jehovah our God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, because you created all things. Revelation 4:11. Questions. In what ways will God's kingdom change life on the earth? Of all the people you read about in this book, whom would you like to meet in paradise? Revelation 21:3 and 4, Job 33:25, Proverbs 2:21 and 22, Isaiah 11:2-10, 33:24, and 65:21, Matthew 6:9 and 10, and John 5:28 and 29, and 17:3.